I'm Lauren Schiller, and this is an Inflection Point Toolkit.
My name is Heather McTier-Tony. I am the National Field Director for an amazing organization called Moms Clean Air Force.
In today's Inflection Point Toolkit, how to fight for climate safety and clean energy. We'll be right back after this short break. Here's Heather McTier-Tony's toolkit. Heather, what are the things that people listening can do right now to make a difference on climate or energy?
So right now, people can call or email their member of Congress and ask them, are they supporting the 100% clean energy bill that's being put forward in the House that talks about how our country is moving towards an 100% clean energy economy. It is critical that we are on a path to clean energy and really understanding that this will catapult us in terms of our federal commitments to our country and I think globally as well, and they should be on it. So that's like something they can do from their computer, or if they're driving in the car, they can, you know, ask Siri, call Congressman such and such, and, you know, do it hands free. Or if they're on Twitter, they can tweet at their member of Congress and just say, hey, are you on 100% clean energy? I think that is something that every single person can do in their own way, and it may make a tremendous difference.
Let me ask you this. If you don't know who your congressperson is, how do you find out?
You can Google search it really easily, but on any, you can go to our website at Moms Clean Air Force. Believe it or not, we have a space where if you are looking to get involved in your community on a federal level or state level, you can even find out where you need to go to vote. We put all of that stuff right there on our website. So I encourage everybody to go to www.momscleanairforce.org, and you can find out all types of really cool things, including who your congressperson
okay,
is.
Okay, excellent. What's the second thing a person could do?
So the second thing that somebody can do is get your kids involved into like local climate things using their hands. I think if our kids can figure out how to go online and Google to make slime using our good contact lens fluid and lotion, then certainly they can figure out how to plant something. And everybody has a little space. So it's really super important to get your kids involved. So whether or not it's like maybe just getting a little cup that they can plant a seed in so they can see that process, or actually doing something where you're outside. But getting children involved is so important, and there's so many easy ways to do that. So we have a number of different activities at our website at momscleanairforce.org. That's www.momscleanairforce.org.
I'm going to put a link on my website, too, so people yes. will not be able to find you.
So we have a whole list of activities that folks can do, but I so urge getting young people involved, just opening the door to them and giving them a little space, and they will be able to do amazing things.
And what is the third thing that someone can do right now to make a difference on climate or energy?
So the third thing that somebody can do to make a big difference is to get involved locally. There are a number of different ways that you can be involved, even if you want to write maybe a letter to the editor, to your local newspaper, look to be involved in maybe a local board or commission. There are lots of little local ways that really bring the message of climate home. So tree planting and being a part of the tree board is a huge way to help reduce air pollution in your community. I urge it, and guess what? You can even get free trees to plant. So these are cost-effective things that you can do and really make a huge difference in the community. So start locally and find some things that would make your community better. I promise you, it'll have a wonderful outcome. When we think about volunteerism, oftentimes we think about volunteering at our local PTA or at your Sunday school or the church, all great things. But you can also volunteer for your city. You can ask to be appointed to the planning commission or a sustainability board. Or maybe if your city is coming up with a climate action plan, you can suggest a climate action plan and suggest a board to convene to do that. It is just as important to volunteer for your civic government as it is anywhere else. And to look for a board or commission, it sounds scary, but in reality, all you need to do is send an email to your mayor's office or your local government and say, "Dear Miss Mayor, could you please send me a list of the open board seats that are available in our community? I'm very interested in serving the city of blank. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Sincerely, me." It's just that easy.
Yeah.
And you can find out where you can be of service in your own local community.
Okay, and if I might ask a fourth and bonus section, can you, you wrote a wonderful op-ed in the New York Times earlier this summer that talked about bosom notes.
Yes.
I want to get involved
in
that.
Stick it in your bra.
Maybe this is, you know, I realize it's representative of a philosophy, maybe. But could you just tell us about bosom notes and why that's so important?
So, yes, I wrote it as a part of a New York Times op-ed that I did talking about Black women and climate. And in that, I was reflecting on an engagement that we had with the National Baptist Convention. And I'm an African-American woman from the South. I was raised in the church. And we were passing out Bible studies, and we ran out of them. And so one of the mothers, you know, she came and she said, she had a little piece of paper, she had it folded up, and I was standing there with my colleague Shaquilla, and she tapped Shaquilla because Shaquilla was closer to her. She said, "Baby, come here, look, put this in your bra. Make sure you don't lose it. Tuck it real good." And Shaquilla and I were both like, yes, ma'am. We knew exactly what that meant. And that's because when somebody gives you a note, it's the most secure place that somebody's going to you put your note. Like, I can remember my godmother having a $20 bill on the right side of her bosom. Now, that might not have been the $20 bill. That was some major money. But, you know, that's where her pocket was. That's where she kept her money. And you might pull it out. You said, "I need some money to go to the store. Here's a dollar, baby." You can just imagine her reaching into her bosom to give you this dollar. As a kid, it's like, okay, well, at least I got a dollar. But
nice and warm.
Right, nice and warm. But as an adult, and the more I got older, I realized, you know, this is from the heart. Like, this is the space that you keep things that are very important to you. Somebody gives you your phone number and you put it in your bra, they know you kept that phone number. And so after that, I just thought how important it is for us to share these moments sort of as proverbial bosom notes, like having these engagements that you and I are having today and taking that and just tucking it close to my heart to know that this is valuable. This is something that has to be shared, has to be passed on. I don't want to lose it. I want to keep it warm. I want to keep it somewhere safe. I want to keep it somewhere I know nobody's going to come get it. But when I need it, I can pull it out and I can share it with someone else. To me, that's the value of a bosom note and what we should be doing in sort of virtually with everybody in this conversation about climate. So
thank you.
We had bosom notes here today.
I feel warm.
Right. And we're sharing them with the entire audience.
That's right. That's right, everybody. Even those without bras.
Right. Hashtag bosom notes.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So what was on that note?
So that note had her name and her telephone number on that note. She did not have an email address, but she had written her name and her telephone number. I had folded it up neatly and gave it to us. So she really wanted to get the Bible study. And so we produced a African-American faith-based Bible study that really gave sort of some great talking points and great action items that were very relevant to the African-American community. And she was just determined to get one. And there were so many other women that were coming and they were writing down their names on notepads and just leaving them with them. She did not want hers lost. She wanted to make sure that we did not forget to send her that Bible study.
That's right.
So I think it is just really special and symbolic of how important climate is to so many different communities.
That was Heather McTeer-Tony, the field director for Moms Clean Air Force. You'll want to hear my in-depth conversation with Heather in the podcast feed right now. She shares how her two terms as the first African-American, first female, and youngest mayor of Greenville, Mississippi, helps her be an even more effective activist, and what one thing motivates people to make big changes. I'm Lauren Schiller. This is an Inflection Point Toolkit, and this is how women rise up.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.